It's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, and today we have a story from New York City. In the 1990s, Chaya Chum was living in the Bronx in New York. She was the daughter of Cambodian parents, and she met a young man from nearby Manhattan. He was Eddie Rivera, who was Puerto Rican. They came to StoryCorps to talk about how their love story began in high school.
We had class together. It was a sign about you that made you stand out, and he gave me a number with your big cheesy smile.
And you didn't call for like months.
Yeah.
You know, you never really came to class. I think when we started talking on the phone, we talked every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you was on the payphone.
I would have at least $2-3 worth of nickels.
Oh, my God.
My phone that I had at home was a rotary. Had a lock on it, so I couldn't use it.
Do you remember our first quote-unquote date? Well, I waited for you.
Oh, my God.
You told me to meet you on 116th Street. You didn't show up until an hour later. Do you remember that?
Yes, but you waited.
I waited. When was the first time you met my parents?
At first, I was introduced as just a friend. You know, I helped out around the store and stuff like that.
And then you got to go upstairs to the house?
Yeah. But by then, you know, your parents were so used to knowing me.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any issues. Fast forwarding that, years later, we have our first daughter, both nervous, but knew that we were going to be good parents. And I remember being invited over to your house.
I said, Eddie, my grandmother really wants to do a blessing for the baby. And that day, I didn't understand why all my aunts and uncle, all 10, 20
of them. My mom, my uncle.
Your mom, your uncle showed up.
From a completely different state. I mean, you know, I took it for what it was. It was a blessing. I thought I was paying my blessings by being there and doing, you know, something that meant a lot for your family. And years later, I'm talking to your sister, and she blows the whistle and says, no, it was the day you got married. So then I then called my mom, and I confirmed with her, like, did you know about this? And she goes, yeah, I thought you knew. But as for getting married, I feel like I'm happy.
We've lived it.
Yeah, exactly. We live it. And you're an incredible person, because even though we've been together for 15 years, I always learn something new. And you're my complete package, everything that I'm not. I love you, babe.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Chaya Chum and Eddie Rivera remembering their impromptu family wedding. Their StoryCorps conversation is archived at the Library of Congress.